Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may begin this third week of ordinary time filled with the Holy Spirit, that we may grow in holiness, that we may grow in love, we may grow in peace, and come to know you every day. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we actually continue in the letter to the Hebrews. A lot of times, as you noticed, you'll go with a letter for a week and then the following week things change. But some letters you'll go for several weeks, and that's clearly the case here in Hebrews. We're already in the ninth chapter. We're going to be looking at verses 15 and then 24 through 28. And also keep in mind that you can follow along in your favorite podcast, not podcast platform. You can follow us along in your favorite podcast platform, but in your favorite what's called Daily Missal, either the hardbound versions, which have the entire collection of daily readings, or you can find any of the subscription versions or the online versions. So the subscription versions, two that I know of, and if there are others, you can let me know, are The Word Among Us and Magnificat, and of course the online, bible.usccb.org, and there's also Verbum. And Bible Hub doesn't necessarily have that, because Bible Hub is really not Catholic per se, it's Christian, so it's all kinds of Bibles, and it's great. It's great for a whole list of all kinds of Bibles. But you can see what the reading is today and look it up on Bible Hub. So there's all kinds of different ideas. And actually, one of the differences, if you do that, is you notice what I said. The reading today is Hebrews 9:15, 24 through 28. So that part that's in between is not part of the reading today. And of course, you can see that part that is in between. That's, if you know Ralph Martin, that's one of his biggest pet peeves, that kind of abridged version of the reading. So he has a real problem with that. If he's mentioned it on the interview I did with him, over at, you can now see it at Catholic Media, Catholic Audio Media Interview.podbean.com, or over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So here we are anyway, looking at this reading from Hebrews, and there is so much in it. I could do the entire week on this reading. One of the things that's brought up here, and this is an important thing, this is something that a lot of people have confusion with for good reason. It's one of the places in the Bible that is mentioned that God is outside of time and we are inside of time. So it's a really powerful a quote here. It's quite a powerful message here from Hebrews, where we see that Jesus offered his sacrifice not in a sanctuary made by hands, but he offered his sacrifice in heaven itself, you know, through his actions on the cross, but obviously went to heaven itself. And he is the high priest, so he offered that sacrifice for us once, and that covered for all sacrifice. Now, for a lot of people who are not Catholic, that can present a confusion for Catholics, and even for Catholics, because they say, but you offer the sacrifice of Christ on the altar every single day, and in altars all over the world. Isn't that against what Hebrews says? No, because the sacrifice on the altar of a Catholic Mass is the same. It's all connected to the one sacrifice of Christ. And it also, it, part of our faith is it goes through time. And one of the things that I'm working on right now is people talk about heaven and hell, and they're saying this whole thing with God, it doesn't make any sense to us. Why would God create hell and for a place of people who are sinners? But if you look carefully, if you ask the question and put a few things together and say, well, what if hell is an eternal place inside of time that people chose and heaven is an eternal place outside of time that people chose. And you'd say, well, but we have no evidence that is the case. That's because we're still inside of time. And there are some certain things that are coming up that have been developed in our world that are starting to pop up and go, you know what? That idea works. If people use technology to create eternal life, the eternal life they will create is the eternal life on this earth, and they will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven because they've chosen not to. And that is a line of thought that's coming out of some secular communities right now. The line of thought of let's build eternal life for us now. And now you think, wow, if you put those two ideas together, they actually work. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is something to think about. And this is part of that whole understanding. When we're talking about our faith, we are talking about being in time, but God is being outside of time. And that's clearly in the gospel today. And so we see that reality. And it also is the reality that we die once. So we don't believe in reincarnation. That's one of the things that we don't believe in. No Christians do. And that's one of the reasons, says there, that there is no reincarnation. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, connects you to the parish, St. Anthony in Alston, where you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. So consider that. CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're also at St. Anthony, stanthonyalston.org. So check that out. So we're talking about this reality. One of the powerful realities of our faith is that it deals with issues inside and outside of time. And that's biblical. You can find that in the Bible. Because what does God say? 1,000 years are like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. So you can see that whole reality of time is a central aspect of what we believe. So even though Jesus dies and rises 2,000 some odd years ago, we understand this within the context of time and outside of time. That one sacrifice was good for all. And therefore, as I said, a Catholic Mass connects you to that one sacrifice. So we understand that. And that's another thing that, remember, as Catholics, we believe in scripture and tradition. Other Christians do. They may not realize it, but they do, because you're going to look, if you look back and say, well, this is what so-and-so taught, well, that's tradition, because so-and-so is not in the Bible. That's tradition, and that's part of tradition. So every faith actually has it. We have that as one of the understandings of revelation. So we believe in scripture and tradition. Tradition is understanding our faith over time as well. So you have the scripture, and then you have tradition that bases itself in scripture. But with time, everything deepens, our understanding deepens. And it's one of the things to look at. I talked about this earlier, but do understand that since our, as a church, understanding deepens, then we understand more of our faith right now than you may have understood in the second century. And if you read some of the great readings of the second century, you go, that is so profound. So the opportunity to understand our faith at an even more profound level is clearly there. And that's part of what it is that we are all about, this whole understanding, who we are, what we are all about. And by taking this understanding and being people who are docile to grace and asking the Lord to show us, which grows more and more and more throughout the generations of who God is and who we are. There's a story that comes from the life of Saint Francis, where for quite some time, I'm talking, I don't know, we'll say an hour. I don't know how long it was. We'll say an hour. He prayed, Lord, who are you, O Lord, and who am I? Who are you, O Lord, and who am I? Asking that deep, profound question of existence. Existential, I guess we can use the word, not to be confused with existentialism, which is something completely different. Those questions that really come to help us to understand who we are. And we're called to understand our faith to deeper levels that lead us to a more profound understanding of our faith and the time it exists in, and the time, and that which is outside of time. It's very profound. And so we look at all of that. We're going to talk more tomorrow. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, and we will be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.